kings of undue pride bereft, who act in perfect unity, whom you can order right and left with absolute impunity, who put their subjects at their ease by doing all they can to please, and thus to earn their bread and cheese seize every opportunity, and thus to earn their bread and cheese seize every opportunity. Ah, ah, we act in perfect unity. Ah, ah, we act in perfect unity.
Of happiness, the very king of paradise, where you may see a monarchy that's never been republic and equality. Republic and equality, never been equality.
First we polish off some batches of political dispatches and foreign politicians circumvent. Then if business isn't heavy, we may hold a royal levy or ratify some acts of parliament. Then we probably review the household troops with the usual shallow humps and shallow hopes, or receive with ceremonial and state an interesting eastern potentate. After that we generally go and dress our private valley. It's a rather nervous duty, he's a touchy little man. Write some letters literally for our private secretary. He is shaky in his spelling, so we help him if we can. Then in view of cravings enough, we go down and order dinner. Then we polish the regalia and the coronation plate. Spend an hour in titivating all our gentlemen in waiting, for we run on little errands for the ministers of state. Oh, philosophers may sing of the troubles of a king, yet the duties are delightful and the privilege is great. But the privilege and pleasure that we treasure beyond measure is to run on little errands for the ministers of state.
Oh, philosophers may sing of the troubles of a king, yet the duties are delightful and the privilege is great. But the privilege and pleasure that we treasure beyond measure is to run on little errands for the ministers of state.
After lunch and making merry on a bun and glass of sherry, if we've nothing in particular to do, we may make a proclamation or receive a deputation, then we possibly create a peer or two. Then we help a fellow creature on his path with the garter or the thistle or the bath. Or we dress and toddle off in semi-state to a festival, a function, or a fete. Then we go and stand a sentry at the palace private entry, marching hither, marching hither, up and down and to and fro, while the warrior on duty goes in search of beer and beauty, and it generally happens that he hasn't far to go. He relieves us if he's able, just in time to lay the table. Then we dine and serve the coffee, and at 12:30 or 1, with a pleasure that's emphatic, we retire to our attic with the gratifying feeling that our duty has been done. Oh, philosophers may sing of the troubles of a king, but the pleasures are many and the worries there are none. And the culminating pleasure that we treasure beyond measure is the gratifying feeling that our duty has been done.
Oh, philosophers may sing of the troubles of a king, but the pleasures there are many and the worries there are none. And the culminating pleasure that we treasure beyond measure is the gratifying feeling that our duty has been done.
Such as admiration wets, be particular in this. Take a tender little hand, fringed with dainty fingerettes. Press it, press it, in parenthesis. them if you can, if you can. Take all these, you lucky man, take and keep them if you can, if you can. Take a pretty little court, quite a miniature affair, hung about with trellised vine. Furnish it up on the spot with the treasures rich and rare I've endeavored to define. Live to love and love to live, you'll ripen at your ease, growing on the sunny side. Fate has nothing more to give, you're a dainty man to please. If you're not satisfied, not satisfied, take my counsel, happy man, act upon it if you can, if you can. Take my counsel, happy man, act upon it if you can, if you can. Take my counsel, happy man, act upon it if you can, if you can, if you can, act upon it if you can.
Yeah. lived a king, as I've been told, in the wonder-working days of old, when hearts were twice as good as gold and 20 times as mellow. The temper triumphed in his face, and in his heart he found a place for all the erring human race and every wretched fellow. When he had Rhenish wine to drink, it made him very sad to think that some had junkered or had jinked, must be content with toddy.
With toddy, must be content with toddy.
He wished all men as rich as he, and he was rich as rich could be. So to the top of every tree promoted everybody.
Now that's the kind of king for me. He wished all men as rich as he. So to the top of every tree promoted everybody.
Lord Chancellors were cheap as sprats, and bishops in their shovel hats were plentiful as tabby cats, in point of fact too many. Ambassadors cropped up like hay, prime ministers and such as they grew like asparagus in May, and dukes were three a penny. On every side field marshals deep, small beer were lords lieutenant deep, with admirals the ocean teemed all round his wide dominion.
With admirals and on his wide dominions.
And party leaders you might meet in twos and threes in every street, maintaining with no little heat their various opinion.
Now that's a sight you couldn't meet, two party leaders in each street, maintaining with no little heat their various opinions.
That king, although no one denies his heart was of abnormal size, yet he'd have acted otherwise if he'd had been acuter. The end is easily foretold, when every blessed thing you hold is made of silver or of gold, you long for simple pewter. When you have nothing else to wear but cloth of gold and satin rare, for cloth of gold you cease to care, up goes the price of shoddy.
Of shoddy, up goes the price of shoddy.
In short, whoever you may be, to this conclusion you'll agree, when everyone is somebody, then no one's anybody.
Now that's as plain can be, to this conclusion we agree, when everyone is somebody, then no one's anybody.
She answers pretty well. She's a silly, still she answers pretty well.
Now when we were pretty babies, someone married us, that's clear.
And if
he whom that young lady married, to receive her can't refuse.
If I overtake thy warrant, I make her to shake in our aristocratic shape. She married, don't you say, and he will have to part. If I have to do it, I warrant you, read and teach her to marry the man of my heart. If she married Bessel Markle, you're a spinster. So better, for better, if I can get at her, I doubt that mother would know her again.
Quiet, calm, deliberation, disentangles
attention touches heart of Duke.
And heart of Duchess, who resigned their pet.
With profound regret.
She of beauty was a model.
When a tiny tittle toddle. And at 21,
she's excelled by none.
At 21,
she's excelled by none. At 21,
she's excelled by none.
She comes to
happy commoners and add to their enjoyment, affords a man of noble rank congenial employment. Of our attempts we offer you examples illustrative. The work is light and, I may add, it's most remunerative. Small titles and orders for mayors and recorders I get, and they're highly delighted.
They're highly delighted.
MPs, baroneted, sham colonels gazetted, and second-rate aldermen knighted.
Yes, aldermen knighted.
Foundation stone laying I find very paying. It adds a large sum to my makings.
Large sum to his makings.
At charity dinners, the best of speech spinners, I get 10% on the takings.
1/10 of the takings. I present any lady whose conduct is shady or smacking of doubtful propriety.
Doubtful propriety.
When virtue would crush her, I take and whitewash her and launch her in first-rate society.
First-rate society.
I recommend acres of clumsy dressmakers, their feet and their finishing touches.
Their finishing touches.
A sum in addition they pay for permission to say that they make for the Duchess.
They make for the Duchess. Those pressing prevailers, the ready-made tailors, quote me as a great double barrel.
A great double barrel.
I allow them to do so, though Robinson Crusoe would gibber at their wearing apparel.
Such wearing apparel.
I sit by selection upon the direction of several companies bubble.
All companies bubble.
As soon as they're floated, I'm freely banknoted. I'm pretty well paid for my trouble.
He's paid for his trouble. At middle-class party, I play at écarté, and I'm by no means a beginner.
She's not a beginner.
To one of my station, the remuneration, 5 guineas a night and my dinner.
And wine with her dinner.
I write letters blatant on medicine's patent, and use any other, you must.
Believe me, you mustn't.
And how my complexion derives its perfection from somebody's soap, which it doesn't.
It certainly doesn't. We are ready as witness to anyone's fitness to fill any place or preferment.
A place or preferment. We're often in waiting at junket or fating, and sometimes attend an interment.
We enjoy an interment.
In short, if you kindle the spark of a simpleton's into your clutches, yes, into your clutches. Or holding a debtor, you cannot do better
than trot out a duke or a duchess.
A duke or a duchess.
Serious, who is about to kiss your hand? Try to combine a pose imperious with a demeanor nobly bland.
Let us combine a pose imperious with a demeanor nobly bland.
That's if anything too unbending, too aggressively stiff and grand. Now to the other extreme you're tending, don't be seducedly condescending.
Now to the other extreme you're tending, don't be so dreadfully condescending.
Oh, hard to please some nobleman see, at first if anything too unbending, up we go to the other extreme. To God, how did they condescending?
Now a gavotte performed sedately, offer your hand with conscious pride. Take an attitude not too stately, still sufficiently dignified.
Now for an attitude not too stately, still sufficiently dignified.
Once sleep, twice sleep. Bow impressively ere you glide. Capital both, you caught it nicely. That is the style of thing precisely.
Capital both, you caught it nicely. That is the style of thing precisely.
Oh, sweet to earn a nobleman's praise. Capital both, we taught it nicely, supposing he's right in what he says. This is the style of being precisely.
Thank you. case unprecedented. Here are a king, a queen, a star. Ever since marriage was first invented, never was known a case so hard.
I may be said to have been bisected by a profound catastrophe.
Through a calamity unexpected, I am divisible into three.
I may be said to have been bisected.
I am divisible into three. Through a calamity, I am divisible into three.
O moralist all, how can you call marriage a state of unity? When excellent husbands are bisected, wives are divisible into three.
O moralist all, how can you call marriage a state of unity?
Dictated,